And this one is much lighter in tone. It's set in Britain, but it is set in wartime. So I haven't gone that far from the last book. It's set in London in 1941, and it's called Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce. It's about a young woman called Emmeline Lake, who dreams of becoming a fearless war correspondent. She does get a job, but instead of being a journalist, she's a typist. And she's working for an agony aunt on a woman's magazine. So it's a little bit far from what she originally intended, but she's going to make a go of it. And the dilemma, though, that she has is that the agony aunt has her own moral code. So all these lovely letters, that genuine letters from people wanting help that come into the office, she doesn't answer. But Emmy decides to answer them herself. And that's where we go with this book.
I've read it, yes.
It was a little while ago. It is funny, it's charming, and I think it's sweet, and hopefully we'll all enjoy it.
And is it incidental, the time it's set? It's
nostalgic, I think, really.
Yeah. So it's just of an era rather than the fact it's wartime.
That's right, yes. Though she obviously wants to be a hard-hitting journalist, and this is where she's ended up. But she sees everything as a step up the ladder to what she wants to achieve, you know. She wants to make a difference.
Did you enjoy it? I'm already wet my appetite. I want to read it now. Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce. And I guess the values of that time, so looking after people's problems and things at that time, it would be a bit different to the way we'd answer them today, which is fine.
Yes, you've got that just right. So yes, we'll see what we think about that.
Okay. Dear Mrs. Bird by A.J. Pearce.